fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. How to do that?
Thank you for letting me be late, because I felt like it. Fashionably late. All the good artists are always late for their concerts. Kanye West is up to an hour late. U2 is up to 30 minutes late at times. The best is always late. Shut up, asshole milkman. Hi, folks. This is Carlito. I am Carlito. Fashionably late. Carlito here. We're here, and Milkman is here. Hi, Milkman.
Hi, Milkman.
Milkman.
And if you had any doubt, you listen here for it.
Hey, Milky.
Milky. Hi, Milky.
Also, Tuck is here. TuckerMike.com is his website. He draws pictures of boobies.
What up, dog?
See, Baz is also checking it. Big Baz, big baby Baz. Minding the store. And we is here. Thank you for tuning in to Madhouse Radio, starting 25 minutes late. As I said, it happens. You're lucky you even got a show tonight. Long story short, maybe we'll get to that later on. But I'm here for the time being. For better or for worse, we are on the extended Madhouse Radio Network, madhouselive.com, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6 The Mouth.
And of course, we're also on that syndicateradio.tv, home of Pig Outlaw. He's on every Monday morning at 12 noon. Be sure to check him out. Yeah, that guy. Seriously, though, thanks for tuning in, folks. We're going to have a good show tonight, aren't we? Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
We got toll-free lines you can call in, too. We got prank calls to do. It's April the 23rd, 10:26 p.m.
If you're not in the Madhouse chat, you got some titty showers.
Good deal. Titties. Nothing wrong with that. Your prank call requests...
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Your prank call requests are definitely appreciated, so be sure to send those in to us. You can reach me on Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Nick asking me why I don't have camera view on the webcam. Well, I got it now, sucker. On top of that, you can also reach me on madhouse@live.com if you're on MSN Messenger for some stupid reason. Because MSN just sucks. Planning on getting drunk tonight with a drink. I'm beer number two. Beer number three, and I'll be caught up with KDK. Homeboy's always on beer number three. Who am I talking about? I have no idea. Lonesome Loser's in the house. What's up, man? Good to see you. I'm sure he'll be confirming away here pretty soon. We're going to be using the Google Voice system, which I have learned to use to our advantage in order to make free prank calls to the United States of America. And cheap calls to the UK and other English-speaking countries all over the world. So if you're listening to us in the UK and Australia and New Zealand... send us your prank request. You got someone you want us to prank call?
Dan.
Bloody hell. Bloody bollocks.
Get ready for wake up call.
That's right. All right. In the meantime, please be sure to visit my website. That's madhouselive.com. That's where I have a website. I do stuff there. I have sad news, unfortunately, about the Bachelor Party show. No reason to clap.
Oh, no.
Sad news. Does everybody clap? Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba.
No, there's a problem. Unless Dr. Lego can come through in a miracle. Unfortunately, I failed to realize I picked the date I picked Memorial Day weekend for my bachelor party. So everything is either booked up in Atlantic City or is very expensive. And I talked to Lego on Saturday morning, and he said he was calling his contact over at the Tropicana to see if he could get us a deal on a decent, maybe a discounted room. But I really doubt it because they're probably either booked up or, you know, really busy that weekend. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen, unfortunately. Just
oh,
as good.
Hell, let's just get a Motel 6 and just call everybody in the damn hotel.
Yeah, right. Just you want to get in the Motel 6 and just call from right there? Just prank call in person? That sounds like a good idea.
Right.
I could get down with that. True, true.
That's a turkey sub, lady.
Yeah, Ellie's saying that we're not streaming from Justin. Did I forget the Justin feed? That sucks, because that means we can't record our prank calls in video. Let me go ahead and do that. But if I do that, I'll probably screw up everything else. Watch us. Watch this.
No.
Syndicate, listeners, get ready for static, please.
No.
Let me know if you hear static.
Oh, God.
Well, we got to record our shit.
Go to stream or something.
We got to record our shits, man. If we don't record our shits, we're shit.
It just don't work.
And that's playing fucking video. Yeah. This is a UFC video game?
Video, you were in the
hat. There was a UFC video game out there. Syndicate, give me a status. Let me know. Do we have a static still? Are we coming in straight? Please let me know. 1.0, 0.5, 0.0, negative 2. Check, please. I'm sure they would have let me know by now there was static, so I guess we're still audible on Syndicate. I want to say hi to everybody over at Syndicate. Sidekick Chuck up there. The Asian Sensation hanging out with his guitars in the background. What's up, my friend? Disturbed Double D in the house. The Outlaw. Dino was hanging around there. But now he had to go to sleep because he has to wake up in the morning to cut lawns. Evil Artie. The Soiler himself. Soiling Green. Spindicate. John Ricka. Official Swingers of Syndicate Radio.TV. Claven, etc., etc. A lot of people out there. Of course, over in Madhouse Radio, we got a lot of people tuning in tonight. I already talked about Lonesome Loser. He's sending in some numbers. We'll get to those in a second. Maven, Big Maven is in the house. Gangrene, MST3 Clay, Trish the Dish.
Yeah!
I think, yeah. Is that Brandon Vegas' girlfriend, or are they just, you know, hanging out, or, I don't know. Something's going on with them.
No, he's gonna be that girl, man. I think old BB been getting some backroom action.
Being his dick wet. All right, good for you. Czar is in the house also. The medical guy. Ellie's in the house also. Ellie, let me know. Are you able to see us now? And Justin, let me know, please. You're the one that watches us there. Nunu sending information. Apparently, guys, there's a clown convention next week. We're going to have to prank call that. I mean, come on. Clowns. There's always a clown convention in Milkman's pants. You know what I mean? Anyway.
That's right, baby. Party on pants.
Okay. All right, so I've got no news article, so let's just jump right into the prank calls. This should be really quick to set up.
San Francisco treater model.
Lonesome Loser says he can't confirm international numbers because Sky blocked your account. Are you kidding? Why'd they do that? Jerk off Skype. Jerky jerk Skypes. You know who I want to call? I want to call the, who is that, that place that we call from the Lonesome Loser sends us all the time? The wacky, what is it called? Shit. Not the shit.
The funny place.
The funny place. The guy who touches our number.
And the funny words that they say.
What is it? Is it wacky?
Oh, really?
Is it wacky? Know. You know what I'm talking about. Why, you know, I touch your number. You know what I'm talking about. The guy who says that all the time to us.
I don't know. I just know that call.
Funky Zone, that's who it is. Here we go. Funky Zone, everybody, in Roseville, California. Bless you. Let's do that in just a moment, folks. First prank call of the night coming right up. Thank you.
Right at ya.
Are we touching his number or is he touching our number?
We're touching everybody's numbers. I got your number right here. Touch.
Hey. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Oh, boy. Touch it. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Funky Zone.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Funky Zone. Who's this?
Funky Zone, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Good, good. I had a question about your cigars. You got any Macanudos there?
Yeah, yes, we do.
You have any Monte Cristos?
Monte Cristo, yes, we do.
Right. You have any Cohibas?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah? Do you have the Cuban Cohibas? Because I have a whole lot of those if you want to, like, maybe trade. I got Red Dot Cohibas.
The real Cuban Cohiba, we don't have it.
No, but I have them from... I went to Bermuda and I picked up some.
Oh,
They're the red dot one, Cohibas. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't buy Cohibas.
So don't be a pussy, man. Come on. All right? This is a real cigar connoisseur talking to you.
Yeah, we can't buy it.
Do you read Cigar Aficionado magazine?
No, we can't buy it.
Sure, you can't buy the magazine? You fucking prick.
That's how that works.
Hermano,
what do you want?
Hilarious.
I'm stupid.
Check your G talk, man.
Why would I want to do that? Why in the world would I want to do that?
You check your G talk.
Yeah, you check your G talk.
Our G talk is fine.
Nunu says the clown convention is now. Oh, right. Last event finishes at midnight, but expect many to be in rooms. Yeah, clowns don't, they don't play. Excuse me, they have to get their sleep.
All right. We got some clowns for you right here. I got a whole tent pool right here in my pants. Woo!
All right, so clowns have conventions? I didn't know. Well, what do they have to discuss? What do you think the issues are of the day for the clowns? Let's see this. First off, the convention is being held from April 21st to April 26th.
Did you get Yucko in on that?
Yucko should, yeah, man, Yucko, give us a call. You get Yucko to call. How come Yucko didn't get invited to the clown convention? Is he out of the loop? He lost his license. Yeah, he talks too much shit. They kicked him out of the clown, the clown association, National Association of Clowns.
Maybe his shoes are too small.
The neck. His shoes are too small. His pants are too tight on him now. Inky Clowns are asking for you to submit a clown tipper idea to be shared in the convention program book. Oh, really? What's there to being a clown other than being stupid and putting stuff on you? A bunch of paint. All right, I need names of people who are there. Who's there? A new report.
Paint.
Mike Bonkers Cox. Okay. Also, we have... ...and has been entertaining for 30 years. She has performed for 3 presidents at the White House for the Pageant of Peace and has appeared on the Today Show and America AM. She's the National Dairy Association Clown, performing for 14 years... at the Ice Cream Social. What Ice Cream Social? As well as being featured in the I Got Milk campaign. Blah, blah, blah. Really? A clown in the I Got Milk campaign? Well, let's call that. Can't wait for that.
Yes, it's a great day at Holiday Inn. Like you have made her call.
Is it a great day? That's beautiful. Let us speak with, please.
Is that a guest?
Yes, it is. Of course, yes. All right, Giggles.
Hey, I've got clowns in the lobby.
That's what I'm saying. Are any black clowns there?
Not that I see at this particular juncture. They're making balloon animals. They're fabulous. Hold on one moment.
Excellent. No blacks. They're making balloon animals. What a bunch of assholes. Let's hang out and make balloon animals. Having a balloon off.
They're getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
Hello, the Holiday Inn.
Excuse me. Is this please?
Yes, this is she.
Then why did you answer as the Holiday Inn?
Because may I ask who's calling, please?
Were you horsing around or something?
Yes, I was.
How dare you? How dare you? Silly little monkey, you. I had a question.
Huh?
I had a question about the clownish institution.
Excuse me?
Well, how come you folks have completely blackballed Yucko the Clown and not allowed him to come down to the convention? We're wanting to know.
Excuse me?
Yucko the Clown. He was uninvited to the convention. He was wanting to come sometime around August. You folks originally told him he was going to be allowed to come down.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
I'm not Yucko. I'm an associate. I'm Jack Valente. I'm an associate of Yucko the Clown. He was summarily uninvited due to political reasons because he's Jewish.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
Jack Valente. I represent Yucko the Clown.
I don't know who Yucko the Clown is.
Yucko the Clown. He's a very famous clown.
I have no idea
are. He's the most controversial clown ever.
Okay. Can I have your phone number, please?
No, can you please make me a balloon animal?
Sir,
yes?
You know, there are people in this world... Like
so
you.
Why? Who cares?
I just got told my son is leaving for Afghanistan tomorrow.
That's awesome. Well, this is not Iraq.
He's been to Iraq. He was shot. And people like you, who do not defend our country and make fun of our country, you know where you belong? You belong in
office in Congress, as a matter of fact.
You belong in an insane
Let me tell you something,
I
woman.
Oh
my God, a clown told me to fuck myself.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For Google 41, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers,
the fuck is that about?
011 plus the country code and number.
What the fuck is going on with this world?
The sound quality on this new system sounds great.
Oh yeah, it's much better than the other ones, right? A little too loud.
Yeah, thank you for calling Holiday and Lakeview. This is Donna. How about your call?
I was just insulted there. Someone told me to go F myself. I want to lodge a complaint immediately, please.
Okay. I can put you back to the room where the general manager is, if you like.
Please.
Okay.
Right away.
Don't say too much and identify who we are, man.
Why not? Who cares? What are they going to do?
Change your voice. I'll be Jack Masterson.
Let me get drunk. I'll change my voice. I'll be like, that's how. That's what Katie K does. Katie K has two voices. Katie K, drunk Katie K. Woman with hole in the throat. Old man.
You have reached the voicemail number. I get back to you.
Please hold a moment.
Oh, I will.
Thank you for calling Holiday and Lakeview. This is Donna. How may I get your call?
Please.
Hold on just a second.
Hey there, Mono.
I learned you're not supposed to say just a second at work. Because literally that means a second. And you get taken points off your call monitor. Fucking assholes. Fucking work. Fucking Jews at work. Tell me I don't know how to treat customers on the phone. Why don't you go fuck yourselves? What do they know? They were so good at answering phone calls, they'd answer phone calls instead of listening to them all day. I give a shit about my job. All those people that work there are a bunch of white people. Sick, nasty white people smell like wet potatoes.
The man. For the man.
How's a clown going to tell me to fuck myself? What's that
sir,
about? Yes.
Sir, she's on the other line and she is not accepting any phone calls.
Well, that's disgusting. I'm lodging a complaint against your hotel for what she just said to me over the phone. That's disgusting.
Well, I don't know anything about it. She's on the phone and said that she's not accepting phone calls.
So how is she on the phone and not accepting phone calls? That doesn't make any sense.
Because I'm on one phone and she's on another.
Who's the manager there? I already demand to speak to the manager right away.
She's gone for the right now.
Oh, who's minding the store then?
Me.
You? All right, you got something to write down?
Supervisor.
I want you to write something down.
What do you want me to write down?
What do you mean, what? Could you say
what do you want me to write?
Are you writing down? Are you ready?
Yeah, I've got my paper, yes.
I am.
Be nice to the staff there,
uh-huh.
Mono.
Mean lady.
Uh-huh.
I said the F word.
Okay.
I want you to send that to and tell her that if she doesn't return Yoko the Clown's call as soon as possible, we're going to take liable action and have her taken out of the Clown Council.
Okay.
Make all that right. happen, and I'm going to follow up, and I'm going to follow up with you in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
That's fine.
All right. What's your name?
Returning to main menu.
That's not a name.
You have no new messages.
Stupid bitch.
All right.
What's this world coming to? Clowns calling people assholes.
Now let's get some clowns and fuck with them. Nunu, send in some clown names.
I wonder if Yoko gets shit from other, like, real clowns. I wonder if they look down on him. I wonder if he's been persecuted. I wonder if Yoko was ever a normal clown and maybe he just got bitter and angry. And...
Oh, I got a clown name. The Dead.
Yeah.
I got a clown name. It's Milkman's Ass.
I got a dead body of clowns in my band, too.
I probably ruined that now. We can't call back there anymore. Mm-mm.
I know. Relax on the staff, and then we'll suck him in.
Yeah.
I'm fuck with him first.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a black clown before. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe the rodeo I saw one once.
Was he wearing white face?
Homie the clown.
Homie the clown. Don't mess around. That's right. Homie don't play that. Good point. Good gold star for you, Baz. Awesome. Big friends of big fan of Damon Wayans myself. Thank you, Joe. I just want to say my Twitter feed, twitter.com/madhouse, has been blowing up. Blowing up for some reason. I don't understand why exactly. Look at these names, Milkman. Bill Bebo Young. Ron Spangle Poindexter. Look at these names. It's ridiculous. Blue the Clown Buffoon. Buffoon? I get it. That's kind of funny. Juju being the Clown. What else is up here? Peachy Keen. Sally, Salty the Clown. Oh, that's nasty. Salty. I'm Salty the Clown. Ugh, Salty. Look at me. I'm Salty the Clown. Probably smells like piss. All right, enough of clowns. What else we got?
Listen here, you clown.
Hobzoid says, fucking great, I'm drunk, just kissed a girl, and the madhouse is back, baby. All right. Good for you kissing a girl. Now we know you're not gay. I hope you enjoyed it, because if not, that means you're gay.
Hi.
All right. Another one. Another man made it to the right side of the fence.
Okay, faggot.
All right, we got numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. We'll get to the clowns later. Don't worry. Lonesome Loser numbers are always sexy. Happy Endings Casino. There you go. It's my kind of casino.
Hey, I'm all for happy endings. We got a party going on right now.
Even if you lose all your money, you get a handy in the process. Also, Square Dance Center, Love Boat Sushi Bar, Waterboy, Dick's Backhoe and Dozer Work. That sounds fun. Juicy Lucy Steakhouse. And that rounds it out for Lonesome Loser here for the first hour.
I think it's Juicy Lucy better than Lucy Juicy.
Psychic Joe, please advise me what time we're going to be going on tonight. Please try not to kick me off the air. Maybe we can do it cordially like men do, you know, if you are a man. Let me make an announcement here. What time? Hobzoid said it wasn't his first girl. He could, yeah, right, Hobzoid. Yeah, right. Hey, everybody.
You are the man.
Hobzoid said that wasn't his first girl he ever kissed. Yeah.
We got your number.
Wasn't his first person he ever kissed.
Boner the Clown.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm Boner the Clown. How did they not know Yuck with a Clown? Come on.
I'm looking at a list of clown names.
Boner the Clown. Shats the Clown. Maven brought that one up. That's good.
I think that one came from Boy or something.
Yeah, there you go. Lickin' Terry in Motel and Licking Missouri also came in here for Lonesome Loser just a second ago. Let's call that Happy Endings Casino. We'll be right back in a moment with the next prank call. Casino, where they do happy endings. How you doing there, sweetie?
Excuse me?
Hey, sweetie. How you doing, Jake?
Who's this?
This is Valente. I had a question about your casino. You guys do have card tables, or you just do slots? Hello?
We've got video poker and video keno.
Keno?
Yeah.
All right, the video poker, what machine is that exactly? What's the manufacturer?
There are several.
All right, what's the most popular one there? Because I have command codes for all the machines. Well, some of the machines that have the command codes. I'll be willing to trade you command codes. If you give me your command codes, I'll give you mine.
I don't have them.
Does anybody there have access to the codes?
No.
Well, who's the pit boss?
Where exactly are you calling from?
I'm Valente. I'm calling from, you know, from Miami. That's all you need to know. So I was asking, you know, about the command codes. Who's the pit boss? Why don't you just put me through to the pit boss? I don't need to talk to plebeians.
thank you. The casinos in Montana are very small. Mm-hmm. We're allowed 20 machines per building.
Montana.
There's usually one or two attendants on duty.
Sick bastard.
And that's it.
Sick bastard. You're a sick bastard, Jake.
I do what I can.
Yeah, I bet you do. Who else is in charge over there? I can't talk to someone like you, Jake, who just wants to pass the buck and just wants to talk to attitude on the phone. You didn't even get to, you know, take a minute and walk in my shoes for a second. You're already judging me and giving me attitude, sir. That's not necessary.
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are or what you do or the purpose of
I
the
want
phone.
The fucking
figure this out.
I want the fucking command codes to your casino. That's what I want.
In that case, I'll have to put you in touch with my manager.
What's his name?
His name is Marco. He'll be here tomorrow.
No, okay, if you're going to put me through, how's that going to work exactly?
I guess you have to go back then.
I guess you're going to have to page Marco while I hold on the line. Do you have his pager number?
I can give him a call and ring you back.
You have my number there?
No, I sure don't.
You don't have a caller ID. What kind of operation is this? What kind of, you know, piss water town operation is this exactly? Are you accredited by the Casino Association of Montana? I don't think you are.
Well, you might have to look into that.
Why is the goddamn manager never at the frickin' place? And why don't you guys have Wheel of Fortune over there?
Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, you know that Wheel of Fortune game?
Gambling in Montana is highly regulated.
Why? Why is that? Is this a conservative state?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? Are you Christian?
Me, sir?
Yeah.
Of course not.
You're not? Alright, do you gamble?
No, I don't.
What do you do? What's your vice?
I have a lot of customers. I can give you
a call back.
You really want me to talk to my manager.
I called first, alright? Number one. So, in that case, I have precedence over the other people who are your customers because I came first, alright? Mm-hmm. When people come in to the casino and they're standing in line, you don't pick and choose who you're going to help out, right? You choose the number one person in the line. Is that correct or am I wrong, sir? Because I don't know how you people do shit in Montana, but here in the South, where I come from, we handle first come, first serve only because that's the right way. That's the maybe it's because you're an atheist or maybe because you're Jewish or maybe whatever religion you are. I don't care whatever, you know, you can be at your house whatever you want to be. Well, when you come to the casino, you're a Christian. You understand?
No, sir. What can I get for you?
You're a Christian here. I want you to say right now that you believe in Jesus Christ, the only son.
Not at all, sir.
So, well, I'm shutting you down then. I'm pulling on your licenses. That's all there is to it. It's bullshit.
Okay.
There's only Christian casinos in the state, sir. You're bullshit.
Would you, like my legal department to call you?
Who's the legal department, exactly? What do they do? What do they do? Write letters? What are they going to do? Sue me? Are you threatening to sue me, sir? Huh? Tell me.
You're asking about our laws. I don't know much about our laws.
Man, you're fucking stupid. You're fucking boring and stupid. You're fucking boring me and everyone else who would happen to listen to this recording. Yeah, hang up, you fucking horse's ass.
Fucking asshole. Fucking prick, you hear him? Sounds like Tuck.
Oh,
it sounds like Tuck. I'm Tuck. He sounds like, he does. What's up there? What do they got?
They call me Forrest.
I heard they don't even... They don't even fry their chicken or whether they boil it, I hear. Who's that one guy that smoked weed a lot, used to call the show a lot, and always wanted to be green? What was it? Douche. That's what that guy sounds like. That's probably Douche right there.
Douche.
Yeah, douche. It sounds like Douche.
Yeah, I remember
that. Oh, man. Did we talk to Crazy Fucker last week or something? Did that happen, or did I dream that or something?
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't dream it. Unfortunately, it was him.
Oh, Milkman. I wanted to tell you, you know, you taught me about melatonin, you know, to help you to get to sleep, melatonin, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody out there.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit rocks, brother.
Let me tell you what I did as an experiment two nights ago. I took
sweet dreamy.
Milkman, I took 3 melatonin, okay? I had a full 9 hours of sleep.
Oh!
Bro, I fucked 2 ex-girlfriends at the same time I don't know how, in my dreams. It was the most crazy, the best sex I ever had, man, and it didn't really happen. I don't know what. I recommend everybody out there, you take 3 or 4 melatonin.
It's just like you're really there, too, man.
Bro.
And what's really cool is if you can lucid dream, you can control the outcome of the dream and, like, put it on hold.
Yes.
And then, like, recommence once you get back.
I felt guilty. Athena doesn't know, but I think maybe I should tell her. Maybe we should call the wedding off. Like, yeah, I dreamt that I had a huge orgy with 2 ex-girlfriends. Isn't that crazy? Having an orgy with 2 ex-girlfriends.
I had
awesome dreams. It was a threesome. It was a threesome. It was a threesome.
Hey.
That'd be something right there.
I wonder if they woke up, too.
Woo! They probably felt in their dreams. They're like, oh, I think I... had some Carlito last night. All right, guys, let's play this voicemail. Milkman, did you get a chance to hear that last voicemail we got here from the Madhouse voicemail?
Oh, my God, dude. That is one crazy-ass one. I'll fill you up with an update after this call.
All right, let's listen to this voicemail that we received here. I got this at 9:30 p.m. last night, everybody. Listen, this is someone who we prank called a few weeks ago. They called back, left us a voicemail last night.
Still got that stupid message in your machine. Unbelievable. Well, you're pretty unbelievable yourself. Pea brain, stupid, panty chewer. Oh yeah, let's not forget jacking off in the bathroom. Men's public bathroom. Yeah, when he's looking through the crack at the guy pissing in the urinal. You really enjoyed that, didn't you? That you'd like to have had his ass. What a stupid son of a bitch you are. Well, see you later, buddy. You never know when you're going to find me. We run into each other all the time. But I'm sure you know that. Just ask Mandy. Mandy will tell you who I am. She knows. So does Carol. Ask her, too. She knows how stupid you are. Well, I'll talk to you later, buddy. Make sure you keep up faces.
Well, Mandy and Carol got your number.
Carol and Mandy both calling in. Jonathan, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Trying to maintain, man. Trying to maintain. Keeping it easy. Keeping the flow. You ever have a lucid dream, Jonathan? You know what those are?
Yeah.
That's like when you can control your outcome of your dreams. Like, you know you're dreaming. That's got to be awesome. It's like being on the holodeck on the USS
like
Enterprise.
Really being there, dude.
Yeah. It's awesome. Nunu says, why am I playing a recording in Milkman? That's a good point, Nunu. Jonathan, how's your week been, brother?
Well, pretty good.
Yeah? Dude, telling you. Man, I kind of feel guilty about this dream I had, but how can you feel guilty about a dream? It didn't really happen, but, I mean... If you go through with an act, even if it's in your dream, is that cheating? That can't be cheating. That's not the, is it the same? I guess
yeah.
It kind of... You were dreaming. You weren't all there. What can you do?
I see what you mean.
Yeah, man, I got some meatloaf waiting for me in the kitchen. I didn't get a chance to have dinner, man. Meatloaf, I haven't had it in a while.
Don't want your loaf meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like meat? What's your favorite food? What's your comfort food, man? You like, you know what I'm saying? If you had a last meal, let's say you killed somebody finally, we all know you're going to do it one day, and you get the needle, and they say to you, all right, Jonathan, you get one last meal. What would it be?
Pizza.
Pepperoni? Cheese? What would it be exactly?
Ham and sausage.
Ham and sausage, huh? I don't know about that ham. No, sir. Do you like a lot of extra cheese on it? You ever get the extra cheese?
Yes, I do.
Boy, I love the extra cheese. You know what I do from Pizza Hut now? When I do the online ordering, and I get no sauce, extra cheese, pepperoni, pan pizza, good to go, man. That's like the best right there. You know, for the price, you get it nice and quick. I mean, it's not the best pizza out there, but for the price that you're paying for it, it's not bad at all. Have you tried ordering any online pizza? The online pizza is the hot shit right now, man. It's so easy to do. Especially with Pizza Hut. You build your own pizza right there. It's like all laid out. Like you just, you know, pick your toppings and this side and that side, what you want. You can have half this, half that. No ambiguity, no mistakes, Jonathan.
Yeah, have you ever tried the stuffed crust pizza?
Yeah, you know, I've really, from Pizza Hut, you mean? Uh-huh. I'm a big fan of the pan pizza. There's something about that crust. It's got that buttery, you know, that oily crunch. Not crunch, but it's got that, you know, something about that pan pizza crust is really good. It's kind of a novelty to have the stuffed crust. It's kind of fun. You get some extra cheese there. But the crust, it doesn't taste as good. You know, the bread it leaves for the crust. It's not like the pan pizza. It's got that, you know what I mean? When you squeeze that pan pizza crust, it kind of oils out. You know, you ooze that oil. I know it's not good for you, but goddamn it, oil tastes good, man. Grease and oil, God help me, but it's the best tasting stuff that you can get out there. Stuff, you know, stuff that's bad for you, I don't know why, but the stuff that's bad for you tastes goddamn good. But yeah, I remember when stuffed crust pizza first came out, and people used to eat it backwards. Remember, they used to say, "Oh yeah, you got to eat your pizza backwards." Remember, they used to have the commercials with David Robinson and the other guy, Dennis Rodman, and all that. Yeah, so yeah, definitely. Stuffed crust pizza is okay, but I'm a fan of the normal pan pizza. Just give me that, nice and simple, not too much. And I don't like the sauce. I don't want too much sauce on it. I actually order no sauce on my pizzas anymore. It has the sugar. I'm a diabetic. It's bad enough as it is. I shouldn't be having the pizza. But I'm not a big fan of the pizza. They just put so much goddamn pizza sauce on that stuff sometimes, man. Like, I hate it when you buy a pizza and it's just full of sauce and you eat it. It's more sauce than cheese and bread. It's all over. Yeah. It's just, ugh, God, disgusting. Oh, man. Man, I'm sorry. I've been talking way more than you have. So tell me what's up with you. When you're coming down to Orlando again, you said, "I'm going to miss you." But what are you planning this time around? You come down here, Doug, every like 3 or 4 times a year. Are you going to hit the parks this time around, or are you just coming for a visit?
Probably going to try Gatorland this time.
Oh, Gatorland. They redid that. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you what. I drove by Gatorland 2 weeks ago. They had a fire there. They lost a few gators. And the whole, like, visitor center burnt down. But I heard they redid it. It looks pretty nice. I drove by it. It's still there, thankfully. But I'm not a big fan of the Gatorland. I mean, I've been there once or twice. It's kind of like you see. It's like going to a zoo. It's okay. Have you ever been to Animal Kingdom at Disney?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You like Epcot, so you've been to Epcot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you done the Simpsons ride yet at Universal?
Not yet.
You see, that's the thing. By the time you come down in June, you've got the Simpsons ride is new. That opened up about a year ago. That's a brand new ride. They got rid of Back to the Future, which really pissed me off. But at least they replaced it with the Simpsons. That's okay. If they're gonna take away Back to the Future, the ride, at least they replace it with the Simpsons. Another step up. But at the same time,
I also heard that they're putting a Harry Potter land over at part of Universal as well.
Adventure, I think. Yeah, so I wonder, I think they removed, I think they got rid of one of the lands and are putting in Harry Potter, but they also have a new roller coaster that's going in there too, in Isles of Adventure. It actually goes out into City Walk and goes into Universal Studios and then comes back into Isles of Adventure. It goes through 3 parks at the same time. It's really cool. And you can actually, you pick your own music for the ride. Like before the ride starts, you pick the song you want to play while you're in the ride. And at the end, you get a video of it if you want. You can upload it to YouTube if you want and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. They're actually doing pretty good. Pretty interesting. I think I heard they're testing it out now. And slowly but surely, by the summer, you should be able to, you know, go on it permanently. So I would recommend, Jonathan, forget Gatorland. You got to go to Universal Studios. I tell you what, if I was down here still, if I wasn't on my honeymoon, I would definitely go with you. We'd hang out. We'd go to Universal Studios. We'd ride the rides, and we'd eat those big turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's the best meal in any of those parks. I don't eat anything but turkey legs. I buy about 2 or 3 turkey legs the whole time. I get there in the morning, first thing I do, I don't go to any rides. I go to the turkey legs stand, I buy myself those big turkey legs, and for lunch, another turkey leg, and for dinner, another turkey leg, man. You're good to go. $5 each a pop, and you're good to go, man. You don't have to worry about buying this and that, and sodas and this and that. Turkey legs is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you're my brother, man. I love you like a brother from another mother.
Yeah, well, we've been knowing each other for almost a few years now.
No, we still haven't seen each other, Jonathan. It hurts me. It pains me every night. I go to sleep and say, "Damn it, I got to see Jonathan one day." Me and Jonathan, we got to hang out. I'm gonna buy you a pina colada. That's your favorite drink.
Awesome,
Jonathan. What else you got? What else you got for me tonight?
Well, that's about it. The party bus that you mentioned last week, and we just got it out of the shop not too long ago.
Oh, heck yeah. Really? Good deal. As I'm telling Jonathan, man, you should look into the party bus business. A lot of people just like to get in a bus and party. People just want to drive around and drink and party. I'm telling you, you should buy. You know, me and you will go together. We'll buy ourselves. We'll buy a bus. We'll pimp it out. We'll put some nice leather, some neon lights inside of it. Put a nice bass system in there, and put a keg. Dude, people have fun. Party buses are the bomb. Take a party bus trip all the way to New York, man. Good to go. Mm-hmm. All right, Jonathan. Say hi to your fans and listeners, my friend.
Well, I'd say hello to everybody out in the chat room, and I hope y'all have a great day and a great weekend. And Milkman, if you can hear me, I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Milkman's still waiting on his cookies. Don't forget those.
All right. They're on their way.
All right, Jonathan, taking man. Take care, bro. Love talking to you, man. All right. We'll talk to you next
week. See you later, buddy.
All right, Jonathan.
Bye-bye.
That's my man, Jonathan. Nobody fuck with Jonathan, man. That's my homeboy. Let me tell you some of the guys. I mean, show me your cookies. When you know, I live here in Orlando, so I know the tricks of the trade. You know, people like me, we grew up in Orlando. We know when you go to the parks. All right, we know the tricks of the trade. First of all, the best meal deal in Disney, at Universal Studios, SeaWorld, wherever you go, you get yourself the goddamn turkey leg. All right. You pop, you know, they're like maybe $4.50 a pop, but I'll tell you what, you eat one of those turkey legs, they're like this big, they're like huge, so much meat. I'm convinced it can't be real turkeys. I think they're like emu legs or fucking some other animal that they pass off as turkeys. But dude, that is the best meal. You eat one of those, because for the same price for a hot dog, you pay an extra 50 cents, you get a huge turkey leg. Why not? Save your money. Everything's so expensive. Disney, man.
Yeah.
They just raised the prices of tickets at Disney, and every time Disney raises their prices here in Orlando, Universal and SeaWorld do the same thing. They match the price, which is bullshit, because how's SeaWorld going to charge you the same admission to get into their park that they do to get into Disney? What the fuck's that about? It's like half the size.
See a damn fish.
A bunch of damn fish shitting in the water. Every time I go to... the last time I went to SeaWorld... Every animal was shit. Like, I went to the manatee exhibit taking a shit. Went to the dolphins taking a shit. I went to see Shamu. Shamu took a big shit in the water. Everyone started laughing. Oh, it's funny, yeah. What the hell am I going to go see fish take shits? Mikey 129 making a good point. Yes, Magic Mountain in Orlando, there is a basketball court at in the hidden
really
part of it.
It would have been a major feat if he could have shit in a box, if he could get Shamu to shit in a box.
Shamu to shit in a box. Yeah. Paganesque is saying the best place in Orlando is OBT. That's good. There, you got a point.
Yeah, what was it? Like a big 50-pound turd?
Optimistic about it.
$20 handies. That's a little expensive for a hand job. Yeah, Orange Blossom Trail. Orange Blossom Trail has been... It's actually fixed up quite a bit. They've actually done really good work on... North OBT isn't that bad. I used to live on... I used to work off of North OBT. No problem. Paganesque is living in the UCF area. What's up? What's up? I live in the UCF area now. UCF area. Represent East Orlando. Buck. Keep it real. Orange Blossom Trail. That's right. Yes, Sidekick Chuck, you're right. Thank you for pointing that out. Colonial and Alafaya. That's awesome. Dirty Limelight says, I look like a Mexican Shuli. Thank you, asshole. Whatever that means. I'm Mexican Shuli. Don't mess with Shuli. Shuli's cool people. Oh, man. Milkman, you were talking last week, man. I totally have to shave so bad. I'm going to shave all this shit off, man. But I'm thinking I'm going to keep all this beard.
You're
gonna...
really raggy this week, man.
Oh, I haven't shaved in 2 weeks, I think, at this point. I'm lazy. I don't want to spend the money on... I need new razors, and
you're
I don't want to buy
them. Very gnarly.
Paganus, the ex worked at Diamond. They shut down the Diamond Club. I went to the Diamond Club quite a few times.
Unless we can get Dino on there with some Nair.
Matter of fact,
you off on the next show.
Matter of fact, I remember Paganesque at the Diamond Club. I used to I go there, and for $20 you could get 2 lap dances and a T-shirt. I have about 4 T-shirts at my parents' house from the Diamond Club. They're very itchy, crappy shirts, but a good deal. $20, 2 lap dances, and a T-shirt. You can't beat that.
Oh, yeah.
They shut that place down. They were doing tricks. You know what I mean? All right.
No?
Tuck's like, no. No, I don't. All right, Louisiana Fried Chicken. That's the number we did a few months ago. That was kind of fun. I was listening to that prank call. Me and Hollywood called that one. Also wanted to mention on the Madhouse forums, I did introduce a new system. I don't know if you guys, Tucker Milkman, if you guys noticed. But I instituted a top prank section. Anyway, so I decided. I heard a lot of complaints saying, it's good that you have this Madhouse vault where you've got all the prank calls you do in your show, but the problem is, you mix the shitty prank calls with the good ones, and what the fuck? So I decided I made a whole section.
What do you mean shitty prank calls? They must not be in our site.
We've had about 4 or 5 of them tonight, Milkman. But you start off, you got one section there just for top pranks. So now I got them separate. So if you want to hear the good pranks, you go to the top prank section. And if you want to hear even more prank calls, we warn you, hey, they're not all good. You go to the Madhouse Vault. I've got I Twittered it, and I actually got a lot of responses.
Some
Yeah, but guys, I want to mention here. Ever since like the Stern Show, they got on it's really weird. The Stern Show got on Twitter, right? Stern Show is the Twitter account. I started following them. They followed me back, and now every 15 minutes, I get about 5 or 6 people following me, like out of nowhere. It's tons and tons of followers just propagating. So the Madhouse Twitter account is actually blowing up. I'm quite excited about it. It's about goddamn time. I started noticing us around here. Some asshole from New York's calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Carlito. It's Zolar.
Zolar Vision. What's up, man?
I got jealous that Jonathan got to say hey to all his friends and fans.
Fans and listeners.
Yeah. Anyways, dude, man, I wanted to concur with the fucking turkey leg, dude.
Oh, you were here, right? Did you get the turkey leg? Did I tell you about that? Or that's the best fucking meal deal in the fucking world.
Dude, man, I seen a kid with it, and it looked like he had, like, a dinosaur fucking leg or something in his hand, and I was like, I want one of those.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. The first time I saw it, I was at Magic Kingdom, and I'm walking around, and I see this kid with one. I said, hey, kid, where'd you get that? I was like, what the hell?
Exactly what I did.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, go down to, you know, Pioneerland. They got them there, and I bought one. Oh, my God, it's so good. It's not easy to eat. It gets in your teeth.
Yeah. It's totally barbaric, and you feel like a pirate, and it's or you feel like you're at the, where do they do the joust with the horses and stuff? That's what you feel like.
Yeah. I go to a corner. I go to the bathroom. I go to the stall and just eat it. I just go for it, man. Just rip right into it. I don't care. People can watch me all they want. I eat the fuck out of a turkey leg, and I have another.
Oh, I carried it around. I stood online for an hour eating it, and I wrapped it up and did the ride and brought it back out and ate it some more. I ate it. It took me over like 2 hours to eat that completely.
I'm telling you, it was like $5 or $5, right? And compared to anything else that you buy to eat there at the parks, it fills you up, and you save money. You know, you're good
and
to go.
Delicious.
Yes.
It's fucking delicious, though. I mean, what do they do, smoke that thing?
Yeah, they smoke it. Like, I don't know how. They don't cook them there. They just come out smoked. I think they make them in some back room somewhere. They just keep pumping out these turkey legs all the time. It's fucking nuts.
They're like turkey legs on steroids.
Yeah. Where do they get these turkeys from? You know, like, the huge legs. They're like arms. I mean, they're like baby legs.
Big fucking Switzerland turkeys.
Hell yeah.
Or Bulgarian. But anyway, fucking, also, when you go to the park, dude, I don't know if it's just me because I'm slick or whatever it is, but, I mean, if you casually walk into any of those stores and put something on and walk out, they never bust you.
Oh, dude, my friend got busted.
Really?
Universal, yeah. Did you go to Universal and do that, or Disney? Disney, they don't care. They'll let you get out. Let you get away.
No. I was talking like all those stores up on Main Street and stuff, USA, by the, you know, like the castle and all of that. Disney World, right?
Dude, but Universal Studios, man, you try touching something, they're on you like white on rice, man. They come down like, all of a sudden it's like black dudes in black suits with headphones in their ears coming down and investigating. A friend of mine got arrested at Universal Studios. He was 17. He tried to sell like a little ball or something like that, something stupid and innocuous. Bro, you think they put him in some kind of brig? And he called his parents. He had to drive. His parents came like an hour away to pick him up and all this stuff. Oh, my God. It was so crazy and embarrassing. We left him there.
I didn't have that experience at all, man. Yeah. I was like, I put on these big stupid hats that make you look like Goofy and all that shit, man. I walked right out with it, and then I put it in my friend's fucking baby carriage and shit, and then I go into another store, and I put on like a whole pirate's outfit, walked right out with it.
Bro, that's crazy. Hey, did you tell me, do you remember how much the admission was? Are they up to $70 now? They gotta be up to like $75 now to get into those parks, right?
I thought it was $80.
Oh my god, can I remember when it was still $42 when I was in high school? That's insane. That's crazy. Do you think it was worth it? Did you enjoy yourself at Magic Kingdom and all that?
Well, you know what? Like, I can't say I liked it because in that area where I was, it was more for the kids and shit. So, you know, but I could see that they had loads of fun. And,
yeah.
You know, if you're going to go there once in your childhood, then it's worth it. But if you're going to make it a trip every year, I would say, holy shit, they are rip-off over there.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back to I will never step foot on Disney. Dude, this is crazy. I've been there so many times. I have no reason to go there. It's the same shit over and over again. When they open up like 10 or 12 more rides, maybe I'll think about going back to Disney, spending $85, you know, to go out there.
Yeah, I dig Epcot and all that stuff, and they do have the greatest like 3D effect movies over there and shit, you know.
Right. Yeah, Epcot is fun, man. They got quite a few. That space ride. You go on the space ride, Mission Space. That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, they do. They have the best stuff, but that's a big money, and you can only do it like, you know, once every fucking couple of years or something like that.
Right.
But,
yeah.
It is expensive, dude. So what else is going on? Did you make any pranks tonight? Because I just got to tune in. Oh, by the way, let me remind everybody out there. If something pops up on your computer and says fucking antivirus 2009 fucking update or some bullshit like that, do not fucking click on it. Automatically hit fucking Control-Alt-Delete, go into your processes and kill it from there. Because if you touch it, it takes over your computer like mine did yesterday.
Zohar, don't ever click on that stuff, man. That's funny.
Dude, I was just clicking X, like get rid of it and shit, you know what I mean? And fucking the whole thing took over my computer. I had to bring it to fucking some PC dudes, like, you know?
Oh, dude, that's crazy, man. That sucks. So what happened? You had to pay out the ass to get it fixed? Is that what happened?
Oh, man, I called up Circuit City because they got fucking, you know, the Geek Squad, and they were like, bring it in, it'll cost you $175.
Oh, my God. Give me a six-pack of beer, I'll fix it for you next time, Zoller. Send it over to me.
Yeah, and then I called up PC Dudes, I guess that maybe they're just a New York thing, but anyway, and they were like, oh, bring it in, we'll charge you $150. And then I called this other guy, he said he'd come by the house for $100, but then he never called me back.
Right.
So then I found one other place that I went to, and I started giving the guy the whole piss and moan story, and told him how, like, I do this webcast, and I do it for free, and I'm putting everything out there for free, and I'm blah, 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 and I'm broke. He fucking fixed it for me for fucking $50.
Awesome, bro. There you go. Saved at least 50%, if not more, my friend. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Hey, you know, fucking Nunu's saying, call the clowns with Carlito.
Yeah, you want to talk to the you want to prank call a clown? I got cursed out by a clown. A clown told me to go fuck myself, Zola. What the fuck is this world coming into, man? How's a clown gonna tell me to go fuck? Unbelievable. These sick people. Probably. Jesus Christ. I want to mention, Zolar, I don't know if you had heard, but the whole Atlantic City thing, it doesn't look like it's gonna go through. I was gonna do that bachelor party show May 23rd. I figured out May 23rd is the day before Memorial Day. Everything is booked up or very expensive, so not going to happen, it looks like. I'm kind of bummed out about it, but it'll probably still, maybe I'll have a close group of friends. Andy, remember Andy from the show back in the day? He's my best man. Yeah, and Lonesome Loser is going to try to come out. He's in Philly, I think. He's in like the Pennsylvania area. He's close to where the wedding's going to be at. So you're definitely invited if we do something, but it's not going to be a huge thing because I can't get the space. Everything in Jersey's is all like, you know,
those packed. Goddamn spaces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No spaces, man. No spaces. Lego's trying though. He said he's got some guy in the Tropicana might be able to get me a room, but we'll see about it, man. You'll see.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. You want to do a prank real quick while I got you here, Zolar Vision?
Sure thing, Carlito.
All right, cool. Yeah, see, you're beating me in the, you were accusing me on your show. I was cracking up. You're like, yeah, Carlito's up to shenanigans. I was like, bro, I twittered the poll, the Seneca poll, and it blew up for some reason. I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, it's up to like 25 fucking votes or something crazy, 25%, which I wasn't expecting. Yeah, it was cool. Well, good luck. When's that over anyway? When's that whole vote thing going to be over? Next week or something, or...
Yeah, it ended already. I won.
Oh, you won. Well, good for you. Zolar Vision, the king of prank calls, sure enough. King of syndicate. I'm second place. I'm the prince of pranks. All right, Zola.
I wanted to be the prince, though.
You wanted to be the prince. I bet you do. You're a big fan of Prince. All right, I'm gonna throw some shit at you. You tell me what sticks, okay?
Okie dokie.
I'm going to move back in time. Louisiana Fried Chicken. Fry. F-R-Y chicken. I got the Big Kahuna Pizza. We got a motel called Licking Terry. We got a steakhouse. Backhoe and dozer work. Old guy answered at 10:41 p.m. That sounds kind of interesting. That might work out.
Yeah, I love the old guys.
All right, cool. We're going to call. Oh, sir, we'll do that then. Dick's Backhoe and Dozer Work. They're in Sacramento, California. It is now 8:23 p.m. over there. It's 11:23 Eastern here on the left coast where we live. All right, you ready?
Yep, but let it be known that Nunu is saying we can call Bibbo the Young Clown.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. The clown. That's right. You want to call the clown. I'm sure you want to call the clown. You like clowns.
Let's do this first. This old guy sounds good.
All right, cool. Old guy, then clown. All right, Zola, don't go anywhere. Everybody else, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with a prank call thing. Thank you. There's Zolar.
Yes, I am. You want me to take it?
Yes, please do. Please do.
What's his name?
It's called Dix.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? I'm looking to speak to the guy with the dozer.
Yeah, just a minute, and I'll get him here. Hold on. Dick? Dick?
What?
Somebody wants to talk to the guy that has the dozer.
Dick? Huh?
Hello? Hey, how you doing there? Is this Dick with the dozer?
Yeah, it sure is.
Great to talk to you. My friend told me you got a lot of equipment. Listen, I'm having a little bit of a problem in my house there, you know. I might have to dig out some bit of a trench around it, you know. Is there any possibility she can come out to the property?
Well, I'm on one job now that'll probably last me a couple weeks.
Oh, I don't know, you know. Maybe the police will be around here before that, and I would like to dig her up before, the police come around sniffing with the dog. You see, my son, he said he had a little accident, and my wife has been missing for weeks, and I'm starting to smell something, so I got to check around a bit.
What you got buried?
I'm not sure, you know. My son has been away. He's been a juvenile delinquent a few times, so I don't know if he ran my wife off, or maybe she might be, a few feet under, if you get my drift.
No, you call the police on that one.
Now, I'm not sure of anything, you know. I already put out a missing report. I put out the missing persons report, I tell you, sir.
No, if you're checking something like that, you call the police.
Oh, sir, I've already done that, and they said that I could hire Dick the Dozer guy. They gave me your number now. If you're Dick the Dozer guy.
They're
the ones who recommended you, sir.
You mean the policeman?
Yes, that's right. I have a private attorney right here on the line with me, and I'm going to let him talk to you if you don't mind. Mr. Carlito, my private attorney, if you'd get on and speak to you. Dick, hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, buenas tardes. How are you, my friend?
Well, if they have any suspicion like that...
No, there's no suspicion, you know. I have a man come out. He inspected the land. He inspected the grass. He made a core sample of the soil. There's nothing in there. We had a dog come in. The dog didn't respond to the scent. It's no problem. We just want to get rid of this as soon as possible. We want to put in a Subway. A Subway sandwich. You ever have a Subway sandwich? You know what that is?
I think I do.
Okay.
But,
you like a Subway sandwich. I tell you what. You come down. You get rid of this stuff. It's here. We make a Subway store. You come down anytime you want a Subway sandwich. You get Subway sandwich. No problem, man.
For what the man is talking about, I am on a job right now that I'm going to be there 2 weeks.
I pay you double. We pay you double, man. We have monies. We have money. All the money you want, man.
No, that doesn't matter. I told the man I'll be there, and I will be there.
You like Subway?
So,
you like Subway sandwich?
So,
Hey, old man, I ask you a question, old man. You like Subway sandwich or no? Yes or no? You tell me.
Oh, yeah, it's
good, right? Yeah, you like Subway. What you like, roast beef? Or you like it? You tell me, I make it for you. Mr. Zola make it for you however you want. He make the best Subway sandwich. He's a sandwich artist. Ain't that right, Mr. Zola? You make a sandwich, right?
That's correct, Dick. Hey.
How you want your Subway? You like a turkey? You like a club?
I'll tell you what? I cannot, I can't make it, but I'm going to give you the,
No, we make a sandwich for you. That's okay.
No, that's all right, because, I'm going to give you the phone number of another backhoe man, because I can't make it.
No, but that man, we don't want to talk...
Dick, listen to me, Dick. I'm really sorry to have bothered you, but if the police recommended you to come over to the property to make sure her body isn't buried, they know you're the man for the job. So if you come over and teach me how to use the machine, maybe you could hold my penis a little bit.
Well...
You hold this penis so it don't go in the way, the backhoe, you know? You hold it back.
You
tuck it, tuck it, tuck it back, tuck it back.
I can't get there right now because my backhoe is out on a job.
That's what she said.
I have to stay there.
I understand that. Dick, if you just come and pull my foreskin back a little bit and give me a little training, it'd be nice.
Well,
I'm
busy.
How about you send your old lady over here? We give a good poking for you, huh?
No, I'm going to have to turn you down now.
Oh, I'm not...
Tomorrow I'm busy, and Monday I've got jury duty.
But your wife,
right,
we turn your wife down.
Dick, have you ever fucked a sheep?
Who?
Have you ever had coitus with a sheep, sir?
No. Uh-uh.
Any farm animals whatsoever?
Oh, I've had farm animals.
Okay,
and
you've put your penis inside a farm animal, sir?
Oh, I have. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, because I cannot get to it right now.
I understand, Dick, but I'm just wondering, at this point in your life, being as old and crusty as you are, have you ever fornicated with a farm animal, sir?
No.
Oh, you just said you did.
Well,
no. No, we're getting
into... We can provide farm animals for you with the Viagra if you come over to our house.
No. No.
Let me tell you something.
Not at all. No.
I got this cow named Bessie. She's super ultra lubricated. You no difference,
so, sir.
A hole is a hole,
sir. This is going to. You are going to end the conversation right now.
Oh no!
Because
I'm not
going to do that. I'll give you
Dick,
the.
But Dick, having a sheep wouldn't be bad at all.
Now we're. I'll tell you what. I cannot make it. I cannot do it.
You cannot make it with a sheep.
I'm on a job right now.
Don't be nervous, Papi. It's okay, man. We help you out.
No,
it's okay.
I'm not mad.
We have a porno. You watch the porno first. It's no problem.
But, anyway, if you have that, I told you to call a coroner's office. If he said he suspects there might be a human under there. So... And if he suspects that, I will not touch it. So
understood, 100%. You haven't touched your wife in how long, Dick?
Huh?
How long has it been since you touched your wife?
I've never been married, sir.
Oh, because, you know, I figured your wife is probably as old as a corpse right now anyway.
So, that's... But if you don't want the...
Well, if you've never had a farm animal and you've never been married, what exactly do you do to achieve, you know, ejaculation, sir? Do you just masturbate?
We're not going to get into that. That's just out of
the
question.
No, I'm wondering, a man of your age,
That means you do it.
This is enough of this.
You masturbate. God's going to kill you and send you to hell.
Good night, sir.
Masturbator.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah, masturbator. Get out the phone. You know, Zola, when they don't want to admit to it, that means they do it. That's what I heard in church.
Know, it's always like a classic fucking call when you and I do a fucking prank together.
Oh, fuck, man, dude. Because I take your lead. I just
Returning
go into the
main menu. You have
All
no
right.
new messages.
Hang
to place
on, let me
the call,
that.
Press 2.
Dude, Zolan, I figured out how to do free spoofed phone calls to the United States and cheap ones to Britain. When I can get you an invite to Google Voice, I'll do it. It's ultra quiet. It's ultra sweet, man. You'll love it.
I'll have to check it out, man. All right, so we hit the nail on the head on the first call. I'm going to let you get back to your show.
All right, cool, man. It's good good talking to you. You're on tomorrow at 9 p.m., right?
Yes, indeed.
Zolar Party Nation, man. We'll catch you then. Take it easy, my friend. All right, brother. See you.
That's Zolar. Oh, fuck. I forgot about the stupid clowns. Shit. Oh, well. Haha, Nunu. Haha. I'll call him later. Don't worry. We'll call him. Don't worry, man. Poppy, we got plenty of time. Stop fucking clapping, you assholes. Thank you. Brandon Vegas is Google Voice new. Yeah, it's pretty new. It used to be what was it called? GrandCentral.com. Google bought them like they buy everything else.
Oh, okay,
there you go. Now you know what I'm talking about. Alright, I'm on beer number 5. If you can drink a whole 12 pack in one night, that'd be bad. I gotta work tomorrow. I better not. I think I might call in sick. Hey, boss, I'm kinda hungover. Can't come in tonight. Today. I better take it easy. Alright, see what other numbers we got here from the Lonesome Loser brother. Brother Loser. Brother Loser, sending in numbers, yo. Brother Loser. Square Dance Center. West Diamond Street. In Boise, Idaho. Home of the headquarters of Albertsons Corporation. We've been talking about that for a while. We still haven't called it. Licking Terry Inn Motel and the Big Kahuna Pizza are all here. Nina says, when we do call the clowns back, don't be rude to the front desk. Good point. I probably already screwed it up, Nunu. I'll try, but I don't think they're going to want to talk to me. They don't want to hear from you old man Carlito anymore. If you want to send your prank request, keep in mind we do have a request a prank line, a request a prank form. If you go to madhouselive.com, once again, it's our website, madhouselive.com. Over there at madhouselive.com, you click on request a prank. It's a free thing. You fill out the information. You put in the phone number to call, the person you want us to call, what the deal is, what the story is. I prank call. It is free. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Ain't that right, Milkman? Bad Boys of Ohio. Bad Boys of Ohio asking, how do we free spoof car to USA? You have to have a Google Voice account, my friend. Here's the deal. Google Voice bought out this company called Grand Central about a year ago. They didn't do shit with it for like over a year and a half. Now all of a sudden they got a hard-on for Google Voice. Google Voice got a hard-on for Grand Central. Anyway, so any day now they're going to be releasing invites, okay? So what happens is you get a phone number. You pick the area code you want it in. They give you a phone number. You get a free voicemail. You can have this number for to your cell phone, your home phone, your work phone, wherever you want it to go, it'll go. And at the same time, you can, you know, you make calls on the Google Voice site. You can copy paste whatever, you know, phone number you want to prank call. Let's say you put it in, you click call. It calls the number, it calls your phone, your cell phone, your home phone, wherever you want it to call. And when it calls out, it goes out as your Google Voice phone number. It doesn't come out as your phone number, your home number, whatever. It comes out as a number that you got from Google Voice. So it gives you the ability to spoof your caller ID as a dummy number. And at the same time, it's free. You get free calls to the United States of America. It's free calling to the USA. And they got really cheap rates internationally. So it's pretty interesting. Problem is, see, I jumped on the bandwagon years ago. I was a Grand Central user years, like about 2 or 3 years ago is when I first started with them. I've been using them forever. But now they finally got around to starting giving invites again after a year and a half of not giving them out. So I got a lot
shit,
of...
I haven't got no invite. I logged in, though.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, when I get the ability to send them out, I got to send Lonesome Loser one because I figured Lonesome Loser, he can confirm numbers for free. He can confirm international calls really cheaply, or he can confirm, like, you know, local numbers, you know, United States numbers pretty easy. Milkman, you want one. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great for prank calls. Even so, even if you don't have, you know, prank call, you want to keep in mind, it gives you the ability, they give you a phone number that you can keep for life. You know, you get a number, it'll never change, it'll never get disconnected. You could disconnect your cell phone, you don't have to worry about porting your phone number from AT&T to Verizon or this and that. It stays with you no matter what. You get this phone number for life. And you can have it forward to any other number that you want. It's really cool. You know, to get into it, it's a lot. Just look up Google Voice and you'll see what it is. It's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, they're not giving out phone numbers yet to new people. They're about to. They keep saying, any day now, we're waiting. Hello. This is the thing. Google's getting really slow with their stuff. Like, I have the Google phone. I got the iPhone. Oh, the G phone. The Google phone, right? They've been talking for 4 months now. They're going to release a new update for this stupid fucker so that it gets a lot more functionality. It doesn't use up as much battery and this and that. Still waiting for the update. Nothing yet. Hopefully one day it comes out. I want to give a quick thanks real quick now that I'm reminded. Someone made a donation here to the Madhouse Radio Studio in order for us to be, you know, on the air.
Anonymous donation?
It was an anonymous donation. I'm not able to tell you guys who it was because, you know, it's anonymous. But I do want to thank that for whoever you are out there. Hopefully you're listening. I'm presuming you're listening. Thank you so much for making the gracious donation you did. They actually paid for us to be able to broadcast for the next 4 months. And I'm going to be honest with you, Milkman, and I emailed you and the rest of the staff. I emailed you and Tuck and the rest of you staffers that it looked like, unfortunately, we were going to have to actually shut down the Madhouse show for like 4 or 5 months. Because basically, I can't afford it. It costs a lot. I mean, I know it sounds like bullshit, but it does cost me quite a bit of money to do the show. I have to pay for the server. I have to pay for the calls. I got to pay for phone cards. I got to pay for our toll-free line. I got to pay for our Shoutcast station. I do the best I can. But financially right now, with the wedding coming up, and just I'm in my own financial situation, the way the economy is right now, it got pretty hard to justify me, you know, basically when it comes to my life. Yeah, I love doing the Madhouse show, but I've got my priorities such as my future wife, my future family, my bills to pay, my car payment, my rent payment, etc., etc., my... You know, I got to cut something off at some point. Dude, and
you know, well, I'm going to be up here in San Francisco real soon, man.
Right.
We're going to have to change your whole operation up, man, once I get established.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really hard decision to make, to be honest with you. When I was thinking about, I'm going to have to shut down Madhouse Radio. It's going to have to end. I got really sad. I was like, bro, because there's a lot of people who live for, like, to listen on Thursday nights. There's a lot of people who want to listen. And
dude, it's 4 years, man.
It's going on four years.
4 years we've given to our beloved listeners.
And Milkman, you could right, Tuck, you know. You got the
That's
email, right?
Dime.
I sent the email and I said, guys, look,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
We're gonna have to shut it down. Literally, let me just tell you the truth, I got really bad financial news earlier in the week. And I was like, okay, I've got to cut something off. The first thing that has to go, unfortunately, is the Madhouse Radio thing. I love doing it. It's my one moment where Athena lets me do whatever I want. I get to sit here and entertain you people and make prank calls and act like an asshole for the love of it. And it brings joy to my life, but shit, you know, it's expensive and things are just bad right now. Thankfully, someone out there helped us out, made a small donation, made a significant donation. Let me just say, it's enough to run this, what we're doing here now, it's enough to run things, you know, for the next 2 or 3 months, maybe 4. No matter what, we always have a home on Syndicate. We can always be on Syndicate, I'm sure, on a Thursday night. But, you know, we get a lot of people who love listening to the podcast. We get a lot of people who like going to the Madhouse, you know, website, chatting with us there, listening to our prank calls there. It all adds up. It comes up to almost $100 a month. Not that quite that much. I think it comes to like 60, 80 bucks a month. I don't ever ask for any money from you people, because I just want to do it to entertain you guys. But it costs me money. When it comes down to it, I got to do what I got to do. Anyway, so again, thank you to Anonymous Donator, because you saved their show. It came down to the line. Literally, it came down to within hours of us not doing the show tonight. I probably would have still gone on Syndicate only, but it would have been really sad. It would have been really sad to have said, hey, I'm on Syndicate, but everyone else has been listening to us for the last 3 years. Sorry, guys. You know, it would have been really sad. It would have been different. I would have felt really bad. So thank you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sure all the listeners out there, please, despite the fact that we don't know who it was, I want you all to
thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for saving Madhouse Radio.
We love you.
Yes.
We appreciate it very much.
How are you?
We do love you, man.
Nunu says, first thing is to get rid of Chloe the cat. I am never getting rid of Chloe. That's my little baby girl. I'll get rid of Dobby. That's Dobby gets out of here first, that big fat orange fuck.
Yeah, that'll be the one there.
That big fat orange fuck that put the scratch on my fucking wrist, that son of a bitch.
Get rid of Dobby.
No, Dobby's really close to me, too. I love both those cats.
Bury him in a book bag.
Yeah, he pissed on my book bag that I've had since my freshman year of high school. Fucking ass. Like, yeah, man. Anyway, Limbo wants to know. Limbo, you want to donate?
Lego just joined the chat.
Who did? Lego, Dr. Lego. What's up, man?
Lego.
Lego on beer number 6 over here, man. I'm getting drunk. This is going to be bad in a little bit. I'm going to be like drinking 8 beers, drunk off my ass, doing prank calls. I got to take a break. Speaking of drinking. I gotta drain the lizard, if you know what I mean. I gotta visit my office real quick over here in the bathroom. When we come back, we have more prank calls to hit. It's now 11:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Psychic Show, please inform me what time you need to go on so I know what time to let you on. When we come back, we got more numbers to prank call here. We got the Motel 6. Just came in here, also from Lonesome Loser. Your request coming in. You can also call us. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll-free tonight. No cost to you. 1-888-278-8509. So, yeah, whatever. We'll be back in a little bit. In the meantime, stay tuned to the show. I promise. 4.38 minute break. Guaranteed. More prank calls, more talk, more of your calls, more entertainment. You'll love it. Fuck. What else are you going to do on a Thursday night? There's nothing else. Is it really? There's nothing else. What are you going to do? Watch Jay Leno? Fuck that guy. The fucking big chin bastard. We're right back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
About 10 minutes ago. Guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way of Tampa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Alan.
What?
This is Alan. And I need a ride home.
Where you at?
I'm over here at the bar.
What?
I'm over here at the bar.
Who the hell is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is the taxi service.
Well, who the fuck is this?
This is the taxi service.
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
This is the taxi service, sir.
You think that shit's funny, huh?
This is the taxi service.
Yeah, it's taxi service when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar. We're here in the barrier.
Yeah, I give you a fucking man diarrhea or something. You see the fucking blade on my sticky ass. Who the fuck are you?
Look here, sir. Now, I don't understand you. I don't appreciate your violence with me. Now, I'm the manager here at the bar, and I need to get this man out of here. He's drunk. He can't drive. Now, are you going to help us out or not?
Oh,
you giant turkey-ass motherfucker. What are your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy. You don't talk to me like that now.
Oh,
who are you? You damn racing people over here, random contact company. You gonna come pick the man up? Not.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who you speaking to, son? What's your name? Let's speak to your manager.
I don't know, but you better talk white in about 3 seconds or your ass is gonna be fucking knowing something about fucking off button.
But now, I need to know if you can come pick up the man or not.
Where the hell are you?
We're over here at Dickie Doo's in DeBarry.
Dickie Doo's?
Yeah.
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you gonna charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here to the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping your goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, than your goddamn mother.
What?
I'd murder your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man. What? What you doing? Oh, sir. Well, let me speak to Michael Frazier.
Man, I'm a motherfucking sister private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What the fuck you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You got 3 letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You call me Cracker, I'll show you some fucking 3-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here in your taxi. I'm going to urinize in your gas tank.
I don't give a shit about gas thing. I'll see you fucking mud in your ass.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who you? Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Shut up.
Don't want to hear.
I'm going to have the wrong number then.
Yeah, you got the fucking wrong number, so fucking don't call this number again.
Listen here. Hang on.
Listen here. You tell me where the fuck you are and I'm going to come in.
I'm David, the manager here at the bar. What seems to be a problem?
I don't care what the fuck is wrong, but someone's calling up my goddamn phone. I ain't a fucking taxi cab.
Hey. Now listen to me. I heard I've had you calling my this establishment plenty of times now, and I'm gonna have a trace. Why are you calling here being violent? We've had some guy calling here making racist comments before. Is this him?
I ain't calling making racist comments. I'm calling racist comments now because I want to hear some fucking nigger
call me. Leroy over here saying you're calling him a nigger and stuff.
I am calling him a nigger because he's calling my goddamn phone. So
why do you have to call people nigger for? What's your problem? Is this the we calling the taxi service and trying to get in touch with Mr. Frazier?
Hello, how you doing, Amy?
What?
This is Amy. How you doing, buddy?
Amy, she's not here.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, when was the last time that you guys stocked up the kegs?
What?
The kegs. When was the last time you guys stocked up on the kegs, Amy? Amy,
what is it? I don't understand it.
Amy, sweetie, you guys want to stock up on the kegs? Sir?
What?
Amy, how you doing, baby? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing, Amy? I'm asking you.
Yeah, Amy, she's not here.
Well, Amy said to call in about the keg delivery tonight.
What?
Amy said to call in about the keg delivery tonight, sir.
No, actually, you know, Amy, she's gone for almost 2 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what do you say that she wasn't there now, but when's she going to be? I have to deliver the kegs.
We don't need her. She's gone for 2 years, means I don't know, when was your last time to talk to her?
Well, she put down every Thursday we're supposed to deliver 5 pony kegs. Bloodline.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
No, this is Amy's burger. This is Amy's, right? The Burger Shack.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about.
We do the back to school party every year at Amy's Burger Shack for the high school. We bring in kegs of beer. So.
Yeah. No, I don't need it. We don't need it. And anyway, thank you very much.
Well, sir, you better pay for these kegs. You better pay for the kegs.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
Can I put him in the back? I'm going to put him in the back door. Sir?
Okay.
Hey, man, if you don't take these kegs, I'm going to lose my job. And Mr. Valente is probably going to take my other thumb.
What are you talking about? Don't call me for that, okay?
I have a contract. Okay? I have a contract with Miss Amy to bring in kegs.
No, I don't. She didn't do anything like that, okay? I know her, actually. so don't do
that. What did you do to her? Did you tie her up in the back of the room and you did something to her? Is that what you did?
What?
Are you with the Yakuza? Who are you? Who is this?
Okay, but I don't need to talk to you, okay? So don't call me for that.
What's your ID number, sir? Oh, Toto, he's so funny. Oh, Toto. That's you. What are you going to do about these kegs? Yeah, you're going to drink...
Okay, I'm going to call police. Okay, I have your number here. I'm going to call the police. Okay?
No, don't
call me for this one.
No, okay. No, don't call the police. I'm so scared. Hello? Who's that? He's calling the police.
I'm blocking the number.
Charlie. I call you the R word.
That the number that I'm spoofing my calls as today, or is the number for the lady who hit my car?
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trap door at the bottom.
Fuck you,
so when you die, you open a trap door at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
And here we are. What's up, everybody? Madhouse Radio is Bizak. All right, folks. Time to do it. Excuse me. Segment number 2 of Madhouse Radio for April 23rd, 2009. It is now 11:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. Just got to finish wolfing down my meatloaf. And someone wants to come back out. Whee. Swamp Taint making a mention here of Cinco de Mayo. That's coming up. I didn't even realize we're almost there. Yeah. You know, a lot of people confuse things. See, people say, oh, Cinco de Mayo, that's the celebration of Mexican independence from the United States. Not true. The United States never had any claim over Mexico. Some people will say, oh, yeah, that's the celebration of independence over in Mexico over...
It's a celebration to drink Coronas in an open parking lot.
No, it's not. The first person who can truly tell me that the reason for the Cinco de Mayo celebration wins a gold star... Because most of you have it wrong. It has nothing to do with the United States or Spain. It doesn't have to do with a war, a battle that happened. It's not what you're thinking. A lot of people don't realize.
Right?
There we go.
Corona is an open parking lot.
Mikey129 with the correct choice, with the correct idea, the correct answer. Gold star for you. Defeat of the French forces at the Battle of Puebla. A lot of people don't realize, you know, for a time there, France was really involved with Mexico. They were up in there. Actually, I think they had possession of Mexico.
What the Freedom Fries?
Freedom, yeah, I don't know. That's bullshit. Freedom Fries,
man. Gay as hell. That was a Bush idea.
Yeah, it's like, Freedom Fries, yo, fuck that. Fuck French fries, I want Freedom Fries.
You don't like French.
Fuck French's mustard, I'm gonna have, I remember, like, when that was happening, people were like, yeah, I don't want French's mustard, I want whatever other mustard's out there. You ask me, the only real mustard is French's mustard, fuckers. And the only real ketchup is Heinz ketchup.
Spicy brown French's mustard. That's
hell yeah.
Speaking of spicy brown, hey, girlfriend.
Lord Spoon says the sinking of the Titanic is what led to the creation of Cinco de Mayo. I always thought it was the Battle of Puebla. What are you talking about? What are you smoking over there, Lord Spoon?
No, hell no. It's gigantic as a battle, you're right.
It was the Battle of Puebla. It was the elimination of the French forces under Napoleon. Was it Napoleon that moved in there, I think? They took Mexico. I don't know what that was about. Yeah. France really had a hard-on for the Americas. They really wanted to get in the United States, really, like this, in the continent of America, really bad. They had the Louisiana thing, and then they had the whole trading thing up into Canada and Quebec and all that shit.
Because they were competing with Spain, because Spain had more gold and more money to come over and try and make a conquest, the imperial conquest of this new land. And the French were trying to get involved, too. So they came in through, like, the Mississippi.
And the truth is the French hated everything to do with the British. No matter what it was, they hated anything that the British were. They had French and English. It's almost like, you know, the whole thing with the French, United States, and Britain. It's almost like Britain is like our mom. United States and France are kind of like the offshoots, and we're like the brothers that kind of, we don't like each other, but we deal with each other, you know. We help each other out when we need to, when it really comes down to it. For the most part, we're jealous of each other, we hate each other. British are cool. I like Britain. Britain's cool. They're alright. Nanny state, but they're alright. Wouldn't want to live there. Too bland.
Yeah, well, you know, our favorite town right here in the Madhouse is Wankershire, England. And you know that our favorite, one of our favorite listeners there in Point Man, Sir Nunu, is from Wankershire, England.
That's right.
You know, I heard that he's a Tesco's pensioner.
Lord Spoon says,
female serial killer.
Lord Spoon says the Titanic was carrying 12,000 jars of mayonnaise set to be dropped off in Mexico. But since the mayo never made it, they made it a holiday. Huh. That's actually kind of good. Thank you, man. Cinco de Mayo. I like that. I get it. Thank you. Man, am I drunk. Beer number 8, everybody. Cheers to you if you're drinking with me. Right on you. Fuck a Friday.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Alright. Mikey 129. Madhouse beer, yes, natural light. Nice and cheap. If you're drinking natural light tonight, throw your guns in the air. What's his face? Get in space. Dr. Lego trying to send me a JPEG, but it wasn't coming through, and he signed off, asshole. Thanks for nothing, jerk. I'm kidding. Yeah, it's confirmed. It doesn't look like the Atlantic City thing is going to go through. Dino and Associates, you can go ahead and cancel that out. It's just not possible. Everything's fucking booked up. That sucks. Like, it was crazy, because I was sitting there, I was trying to book a room. And I went, you know, I went to Expedia, I went to Travelocity, and all these sites, and everything was, like, booked up. It was, like, booked. I'm like, the economy's shitty. These people are usually really begging for people to book rooms. What's going on? And I was thinking, and then Athena reminded me, hey, remember, we were supposed to get married the week before, but because it's Memorial Day weekend, you know, we decided not to do it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That's why everything's booked up or expensive. All those New York assholes want to go to New Jersey.
You're off on New York. I want to go to New Jersey and play slots. Fuck Carlito.
I don't know. What are we going to do, Milkman? We're still going to go out, right? You're going to be in town, right? What are we going to do? We're going to go to Philadelphia then? Is that what we're going to do? We'll go to...
Yeah, bro. Yeah, dude.
Fuck it. We'll do something.
I said let's find something like a Motel 6 and just raise hell, man.
Fuck. Let's just do it. Let's pull fire alarms and shit all night. Hell yeah.
We'll get to, like, the dual rooms with the suite doors between them, and we'll just rip some fucking hell, man. And then whenever they start looking for us, we'll go in the other room and close the door.
That's right. Gets them every time. All right, cool. Speaking of which, Motel 6. Someone's in Sunnyvale, California, home of Atari. Room 103, there's a guy in there. Let's ask him about Atari. Hang on, folks. Next prank call of the night. It's coming right up. Motel 6. Good old Sunnyvale, fucking California. Stand by, thank you.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Sunnyvale South. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the motel, please press 1. For reservations, for the front desk, please press 3. Or hold on the line for further assistance.
Fucking Christ. I forgot, I heard Google Voice doesn't work with the hitting touch tone buttons. Fucking shit. But I've been assured they're working on it.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, Sunnyvale South. This is Ricky speaking. May I make a reservation for you?
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Fine, how can I help you?
Yeah, I need room 103, please.
Okay, 1 second.
10-4. Yeah, Mikey, DTMF doesn't work on Google Voice all the time. They're working on it, I'm told. I have assurances from Mr. Google himself. John.
Who's this?
Hey, big man, how you doing there, sir?
I think you got the wrong room.
No. This is room 103, rather.
Yeah.
I got the correct room. we're going to have an orgy here in room 122. I was wondering if you were interested in coming in and having sex.
No, I don't think so.
Do you have sex still, or are you still old for that? Too old?
No, I still have sex, but, you know,
how old are you, old man?
I like to know who my partner is.
No, there's several women here and just two men. We're trying to mix it up a little bit. You're okay with women, or maybe you're, I don't know, if you're not into women.
Well, send one down.
Huh? No, it's here. We're half naked, or we can't go out there and you've seen how this place is.
One of them I don't know, I'd feel uncomfortable.
Are you top or bottom? We got the lights off. No one's going to see.
I'm sorry?
I said we got the lights off. No one's going to see, buddy. It's okay. We got two.
How old are you women there?
Susie's 22. Yeah. Valente, that's me. I'm 28. We have a 32-year-old here. And hang on.
How old are you?
41.
Again, I appreciate it, but no, thank you.
Are you? What's the matter? Would you prefer more men? I mean, you can have a. We're not going to ask questions if you're into the gay. It's okay. You can be. Huh?
No. Again, I appreciate it, but you know, I feel uncomfortable about it.
Are you top or bottom?
Pray for me.
Are you top or bottom?
Bottom.
You're bottom?
Yeah.
You take it in the ass?
No.
Well, that's what a bottom is you take it in the ass.
I just understood. Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
You're a fucking queer, you son of a bitch. You're going to hell. Burn. Yeah.
He's a bottom.
Fucking gay.
Okay, faggot.
Yeah, got him. On tape, even.
Oh,
Brandon Vegas says he's a power bottom. Never heard that term before, but I'll take your word for it, Brandon. Brennan Vegas, wherever you learn that from. Oh my god. Crazy. Crazy fucking show. Can't end this show, man. It's crazy. Too many people like this show. Hey, Cochrane, good point. I think it was down for it. Excuse me for eating my meatloaf. I'm fucking hungry, alright? Deal with it. You guys did your dinner on time. I didn't. I got home and I have 45 minutes to set up this stupid show for you people. I think I had to eat dinner for shit. You like that? Listen. Alright. Hang on before I choke. Uh oh. Okay. Mikey wants a Masters in Cold. Alright. Let's see what else we got here, Lonesome. What you got for me, brother?
Masters and Call.
Big Kahuna Pizza, Honolulu, Hawaii. Jack Masterson coming right up. You got it. You want it, you got it. Stand by.
They're great when you can make them cry.
Hey, Hollywood's calling.
Hollywood Vagina.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
It's good to talk to you, brother.
Yeah,
brother Maine. How you been, stranger?
I've been strange.
Strange enough, man. It's good to talk to you.
You too, man.
Yeah, man. You want to do some prank calls?
Yeah, you want to call that guy back? I could beat the girl.
Yeah, it would be nasty with her. Yeah, man, cool. All right, that was room... what room was that? 103.
Okay.
Motel 6 in Sunnyvale. In case you guys want to call him, too, go for it. I don't care. All right, hang on, Hollywood. Don't go anywhere, all right, brother?
Okay.
All right. Room 103.
103. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Room 103, please.
I'm sorry?
Is this room 103?
Yeah.
Hi, are you going to come over?
No, I said I don't feel comfortable coming over.
Oh, well, we'll make you really comfortable over here.
I appreciate it, but I just
thought you were a very attractive man, and I wasn't sure... Sir?
I'm sorry?
I just thought you were an extremely attractive man, and I thought maybe I could do some crazy stuff to you.
Well, like I said, I appreciate it, but not tonight.
Can I lick your balls?
All right, bye.
Can I whack you off, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I whack you off?
You want to come down to my room? That's fine. You want to come to my room? That's fine.
Well, we got everybody over here right now.
I know, but I
come on, baby.
Thanks very much, but not tonight. Bye.
It doesn't cost anything.
Just
come on over. Do you have hairy balls or what?
No, thank you very much. Good night.
You shave?
I'm sure.
You shave your balls?
I'm sure.
I love shave balls.
Thank you very much.
It just makes my nipples so hard.
Yeah. Good night.
You're getting me off right now.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye. Oh, come over, please.
Okay, fuck it!
Wow. Oh, just got to take a second to laugh. That was good, man. He's really into it. He's fighting with it. He's close.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For Google, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
Oh, you're using Google.
For international numbers, please enter 011. This is a free call.
All right, let me see if I can get another room here.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
It's 112.
112.
This is an old Jim Stewart thing. Calling the Motel 6 with the orgy calls.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, Sunnyvale South. This is Ruthie speaking. May I make a reservation for you?
No, ma'am. I need room 112, please.
What room number?
112.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Try 108 next time.
108?
Yeah, if this is a pickup. Or any, you know, just pick one. Beer number 8, almost done. Now it's done.
No. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Still going.
Still going. Let me get number 9. Probably gonna pass out on the air tonight. Nothing wrong with that. Pass out, shit my pants.
Rip off.
Yeah. Oh, fuck bunnies. I'm gonna try something else. Alright, cool. You don't have a Google Voice account, right?
No.
You gotta get one. As soon as they're available, man, I'll hook you up. As soon as I can send invites. It's the shit. Dude, I'm telling you, free spoofed United States phone calls for prank calls.
No more spoof card, then.
No more spoof card, man.
Awesome. Is it open for new people?
Yeah, well, not yet. It's about to
not
be.
Yet.
They keep saying, you know, any day now. You know how Google is. Google's like Mr., you know, they're beta forever. So we'll see when it happens, but that's what they say. Yep. Memphis Jr. Clay agrees with the turkey legs. Good, but too many bones in it. Yeah, true. A lot of bone and cartilage in that gets in your teeth. You ever been to Orlando, Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Been to Disney and all that?
We came and saw the Cirque du Soleil there, too.
Oh, God, that's expensive. That's about the price of going to Disney. I can't justify spending $45 to see Cirque du Soleil. But
is it still La Nuba there?
Yeah, it's still La Nuba. Yeah, I think it's always going to be La Nuba. I don't know whether, because I think this is Vegas has the other one. There's another one in Vegas, a different one, right? And the original one's in New York or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Never been.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems too weird, too queer for me. But hey, whatever melts your butter. All right, Lonesome. Hollywood. I'm going to give you some numbers. Here's
apparently
one.
Apparently, Nunu wants to call the clowns.
Oh yes, the clowns.
Send in the clowns.
Okay, send in the clowns. All right. Did you get the list of clowns, or I can give you, you know, who to ask for?
I didn't.
Let me send you, as a matter of fact. Let me send you the list of clowns, so you know who to ask for. You're in the chat room. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck.
Email it. Me too.
I can. I, you know what? Are you on Google at all? No, you're not on Google.
I am. I mean, my Yahoo account.
You're in your Yahoo account. What's your Yahoo account name?
I'll send it to him. I'll PM him. Tell him I'll PM him right now.
It's Hollywood Vanya.
IRC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Milkman, can you send him some of those names of clowns? Would you mind? Milkman's going to send it to you in IRC, okay? Because I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on one PC, and on the other side, I got the other one. I can't transfer him over. All right.
Check him out there, Hollywood.
You got him, Hollywood?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, cool. I'm going to call that place, and you just ask for any of those clowns. Just ask for the real name, and we'll see if they answer. All right, buddy?
You got it.
All right, brother man, this is Hollywood Vanya. Hollywood, what's your website? Is it still up?
Yes, HollywoodVanyaPranks.com. Still have the free CDs up.
Okay. Everybody, that's Hollywood Vanya, V-A-N-J-A, V-A-N-J-A, Pranks.com. Check that out. HollywoodVanyaPranks.com.
Get the free
CD. Yes, sir. Free CD's out the wazoo.
Put a pass over.
It's a great night, Hall. Diane Stein, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with you.
One moment.
Thank you.
I-321. Skip one moment.
321, yeah.
Contact.
Show.
Classic.
Mr. Long.
Hello.
Is that your name? What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Dwayne Wright.
Well, Dwayne...
I go by the clown name Black Cock.
Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on just
All
a
right.
second.
All right. Black Cock.
Black Cock the clown.
Hold on just a second. Their phone is busy, so can you hold on just a second?
Yeah. Well, so what you doing tonight, baby?
Yeah, I'm playing it. What the fuck is this? Maybe this is the phone you're packing to eat.
Are you there?
Yeah.
One moment.
Hey, baby. She ain't going for it.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available.
Oh, come on.
Please leave a private message at your phone. Or please hold a moment.
Ask for someone else.
It's a great day at Holiday Inn. Stein, can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I was trying to get in touch with...
Yeah,
but,
did I not put you...
Yeah, well, apparently he ain't there. There's another person I need to talk to. He's also there.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available.
What the fuck?
Please leave a private message at the tone.
Let's try one more.
Press 0 to ring the... Please hold a moment.
Big
hold on a second, sweetie. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Hold on a second. He was on the phone, I guess.
All right. Who? Which one? Steve?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? This is
hello?
Steve?
No, this is Tom.
Oh, Tom. How you doing, man? I'm sorry. I was trying to get in touch with Steve. I had somebody to talk to him about. This is Dwayne Wyatt.
Dwayne Wyatt?
Yeah, no, Wyatt. As in the color white.
Oh, okay, Dwayne White.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Dwayne?
Do you know how to get in touch with Steve?
No, I think they're having some trouble with the room phones. Something I can help you with?
Yeah, maybe. He made some statements today about black clowns.
Yeah.
And he's saying there ain't no black clowns. There ain't no such thing as a black clown. I need to... There's a lot of black clowns, man. This ain't funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, hold on a minute. Were you in the classroom? Do you know what he said?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, so you're here at the convention?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're registered at the convention?
Yes.
Well, see, I can't believe... he might have said there's not enough...
No, he said there ain't no such thing as a black clown. Those are his words.
Okay, you stand.
I was very much offended. Are you like above him?
I'm the man.
You're the man? Oh, is that another white thing? Huh? Another black joke?
No,
huh?
I'm the president of the association.
Oh, no, man. You saying you're the man, that kind of thing made me think that it's a black thing. What's going on?
Hardly.
All right.
Yeah, but were you in his classroom? I want to know.
I was
what
in
said.
His classroom. Yes, I was in his classroom this afternoon.
Okay.
And I was very offended. I finally calmed myself down enough to where I could call and talk to somebody because I walked out.
Then why did you call Holiday? What did she say?
I hadn't talked to Holiday. What do you mean?
Yeah, you have. Your number was tracked to Holiday.
Right. I called into the Holiday. Yeah, the Holiday Inn.
No, the clown.
You got me confused now, man.
I'm confused. I'm having your number tracked. I don't have you confused.
Okay. So, what I want to do is I want to find out why he's saying this stuff.
Well, then you come in and speak to Peachy tomorrow in person, and we'll sit down and discuss it.
Okay.
Okay.
What time you want me there?
You be here at 9:45.
And use the time, right?
I'm Tom. You
Tom
asked for Tom. Everybody knows Tom.
Everybody knows Tom.
Everybody knows
right.
Tom.
And you said 9:15.
9:45.
9:40. Okay, I can do that.
15 minutes till 10.
Oh, you think I'm dumb now, huh?
No, I'm just telling you, it's 15 till 10 because I know that's when Peachy will be here.
Okay. He'll be there at 9:30. All right, I'll be there.
He'll be here at 9:45. He won't be
here. 9:45. Yeah, that's what I said.
9:45.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, man.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, because the one that we called
returning
earlier.
Returning to main menu.
That's funny. We called earlier. They're tracing our number, Hollywood, man. Every time they threaten us with that, nothing ever happens, except for that one time.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, because I've got the clown cursing me out, calling, telling me to fuck myself on the phone. So you let them come. Let them come, Hollywood. Bring it on. I'll get her license pulled. Clowns can't say fuck you like that. Like, fuck yourself. What's that about? Mm.
And they apparently there's no such thing as a black clown either.
Yeah,
of course, that was one of my statements.
He said, "Oh, I don't think so.
There ain't no such thing as a black clown, man.
Look at here. All right, folks. What time is it now? 12:27 a.m. You want to do another one?
Sure.
Let me see what else I got here, man. Lonesome Loser Log. All right, Little Sam's Pizza. That's the most recent call, recent number here that he confirmed. You remember that Louisiana Fried Chicken you prank called a few months ago? I was listening to it last night.
Louisiana Fry.
That's right, Louisiana Fry. They don't fry it. They just fry it. Well, it makes sense, I guess.
They still open, how you think?
I don't know. 11:30
here.
Yeah, that was
Louisiana on Central.
Yeah, it was confirmed about 2.5 hours ago. I don't think they are. But, hey, About 10 minutes ago, we confirmed Little Sam's Pizza, if you're up for it.
Ooh, here we go.
This might be the last prank of the night. No pressure on you, Hollywood, but I'm getting tired and I'm drunk.
No problem.
There it is. All right. Hollywood Vanya bringing it home for us, everybody. After this, on Syndicate Radio, Sidekick Chuck will be joining us in just a few minutes.
Sidekick
Chuck. Charlie Chan.
That's good. That's kind of cool.
Someone else's words, not mine. I never called him Charlie Chan. That's rude. I still don't know. Dude, hey, you know what I found out? Did you know that term, the itis? You ever heard of that term? You know, I got the itis. You ever heard that before?
The itis?
Yeah.
No.
Well, apparently, like, you know when you eat a lot of carbs or you eat a big meal, you get tired at the end of it, you get the itis. This is, some people call it the itis,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay.
So I heard someone say that once, you know, a black dude was like, oh, yeah, I got the itis. Like, I went, all right, cool, the itis, yeah. So I used it a few times, and I remember once in particular, I was in the break room at work, and some black guy was there saying, yeah, you know when you eat those, I had a Wendy's, you know, hamburger, and I had the itis. I mean, I got tired. You know, you get tired. I said, yeah, that's the itis. And they looked at me like, okay. Like, they didn't know what I was talking about. And apparently, I found out last weekend that the itis stands for the niggeritis, which means that you're lazy. it's like a bad term. It's a racist thing to say. I had no freaking idea, Hollywood, that it was a racist thing to say. You weren't aware of that? Milkman, were you aware of that at all? Did you know that the itis stand for the niggeritis as a racist thing?
I've never heard that one. I've heard a lot of shit, but I've heard that one.
So Tuck probably heard of that before. He's from Cotton Country, but apparently like someone pointed out to me. So apparently I was in a break room once with one of my managers who was black, and another black person, and they were talking about they got tired, and I said niggeritis. I said the itis. Oh yeah, that's the itis. Like nothing. Oh yeah, that's the itis. Yeah, you got the itis. Feeling like an asshole, and they gave me these dirty looks, and I had no idea why, and apparently I was saying one very racist thing. I am so embarrassed and humbled. I gotta go to class. They're gonna pull me out of Madhouse Radio.
Are you still going to school?
Oh, school, yeah. Finals week, man. It's crazy. Right. Stress right. out to the max.
Last day, you got to tell that guy to call him that name.
Yes. I tried it. No, today was the last day in that class, and he asked me again, like, what's the professor's name? And I said, Mr. Banshee. And he said, no, fuck you, man. He did that to me. That was funny. We had a laugh. He was laughing about that. I was like, yeah, that was pretty funny when you did that, huh? I was like, yeah. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, we had one of my professors in an Indian guy, Banchud, which is one of those prank calls we did here a lot, means a sister fucker, is that what it was? And yeah, it's a very big curse word in India. And he asked me, hey, what's the professor's name? I'm trying to get his attention. I said, yeah, Mr. Banchud. And he goes, Mr. Banchud. And the professor turns around like, what the fuck? What? You know, and I said, ha ha, I told you to call him Mr. Sister Fucker. So, yeah. He learned his lesson. Never take advice from Carlito. Okay, Hollywood, Little Sam's Pizza, you ready?
Yeah.
We'll see if they pick up. Hang on, brother. Just a moment.
Yeah, are you still delivering?
No, deliver, just pick up.
Okay, I'm with my daddy. I need to order a pizza, please.
Yeah, to be picked up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hold 1 second?
What?
1 second, please.
Okay.
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, I need to order a pizza, please.
Okay, what do you like?
I want to get a large. Do you have gummy bears?
What's that?
Do you have gummy bears?
What's that?
Macaroni and cheese. Do you have a macaroni and cheese piece like a CC's? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have macaroni and cheese pizza?
No.
Okay, do you have gummy bears?
No.
What's your special?
I have 16-inch. 3-topping is $16.99.
You got 16-inch?
Yes.
My mom would like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What topping do you want in it?
Well, you don't have gummy bears?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's like the best meat, the 16-inch meat you can put on there?
Meat, I have pepperoni, I have sausage, Canadian bacon.
Sausage? Can you put a 16-inch sausage on there?
Okay.
Okay.
And I have Canadian bacon, ham, beef, salami.
Oh, what, ham and beef?
I have ham, and I have beef, and I have salami.
Is the beef hot?
No.
The beef not hot? You don't have
hot
beef?
It's the ground beef, hamburger.
Ground beef? So it fell on the ground? I don't want food that's been on the ground.
No. It's the ground beef, like hamburger.
Yeah, but I don't want hamburger that's fallen on the ground.
No. It's the beef.
I think you'll get in trouble for selling ground beef like that.
Yeah, it's the ground beef, so it's like hamburger. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's on the ground, it's dirty. Do you wash it off?
Of course, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, is your biggest thing the 16-inch?
No, this is large. I have extra large, I have giant. How many people
do you have? Giant?
Yes.
Okay, I want to get one of those.
Which one?
The giant.
You want a giant?
Yeah, my name is Daniel.
And what's happening? You want sausage and beef?
Okay. I'm going to slay that pizza.
Sausage and beef?
Yeah, I'm going to slay that pizza. Because my name is Daniel and it's a giant.
Okay, this is the biggest one. It's a 28-inch. How many are?
I can only eat one. I want a big sausage pizza. Do you make a big sausage?
How many you want to order?
One.
One, it's too much for you, it's giant.
How many?
You want a slice? Or you want a whole pizza?
A whole pizza.
Okay, if it's just you, is it 12-inch enough for you?
What? You got me confused.
No. I ask you, how many people are they going to eat the pizza?
Me and my daddy and mommy. Because my mommy likes the 18-inch.
Okay, I have a 20, I have a 16.
What?
I have 16-inch, I have a 20-inch.
You have a 20-inch?
Yeah.
My mommy might like that too, I don't know.
So ask her because the price is different.
Hang on. I'll ask my daddy, hang on. Daddy, wake up. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
I get my daddy.
Sure.
No, here's my mommy. I woke my mommy up. Mommy,
Yes. Will
you put some clothes on, please? There's a guy on the phone who wants to talk to you.
Put some clothes on.
Hello? Hi. Yes, hello?
Yes,
who is this? Is this an emergency?
No emergency.
Excuse me?
You want to order pizza?
Who is this?
I'm from the pizza place. And
why are you calling me so late, sir?
No, I didn't call. You called to order, and your daughter...
No, I didn't call. I did not call anything, so why did you wake me up?
I didn't wake you because she
wanted
to ask you.
What pizza company are you with?
She asked you about she want to order pizza.
No, sir, what company are you with?
I'm in Little Sun Pizza.
Okay. I tell you what. There's no reason you need to be calling me. Are you the one over on Grayland Drive?
Yes, I didn't call.
Okay.
I don't know who
sir,
is your daughter. She called.
Listen to me. You're not listening to me. Listen to me, okay? There is absolutely no reason for you to be calling me.
Anyway, your call, you call. I didn't call.
I did not call you, sir. My son
I don't know
who
called, and I didn't have your number, and I don't have time to call you.
I'm going to have my lawyer call
you. I don't have time to call you, okay? You call to order. I don't know your daughter, or I don't know.
I tell you what. Okay? What nationality are you, sir?
Don't be. You are the best, and we are as much.
You're a bond shoot.
Okay, so I'm going to call the police for you. I have your number.
You know what? You
okay?
Call the police.
We have color
I'm
ID.
Gonna call the police.
Yeah, call them. If you are the woman, call.
How dare you, sir. How
okay?
dare
call.
You? Oh, how... I want
to... I'm going to call the police. You call, yeah, you call the police. Oh, man. Thanks, Hollywood. It's a good time, man. Thanks for calling in.
You got it.
I'm out of gas.
All right.
All right, brother, man.
Have a good one.
You too, man. I'll talk to you later, my friend. Thanks for calling in, bro. All right.
Bye.
That's my man, Hollywood Vanya. Be sure to visit his website, Hollywood. Hollywood Vanya, VANJA.com. No, Hollywood Vanya Pranks. Hollywood Vanya, VANJA Pranks.com. That's the one, bitch. Milkman, take us out of here, sir.
Money go. Man, I'll tell you what, man. Everybody out there listening, now that was a treat, that was. And I do especially want to thank our anonymous giver and donor and friend of the Mad Apple for making it all possible for the next several months. God bless you and your generous heart. We do love you. And as you well know, it's all about you, our listeners. That's right. We love each and every one of you. That's right. We ask you every week to come in, enjoy the most interactive show on the internet, the comedy and pranks. Bring your friends, better yet, bring your enemies, because we want to laugh with all of them. I'd like to thank all of our friends over there at Syndicate Radio. Yeehaw! I'd like to thank a lot of our friends that loaded up tonight in 98.5 The Mouth. We got Maven, we had Ellie Green, Brandon Vegas, Kokanee, Hollywood, excellent calling. That's right, Mikey, MST, Saigon, woo! Yeah, man, we are the house full, man. And we've seen a lot of titties tonight over here at 98.5 The Mile.
Oh, yeah, titties.
So if you didn't get to say it, maybe you'll get in there next week and you may get lucky.
Right.
But without our fearless leader, that's right, the leader of the Mad House Militia, it wouldn't be possible. We love you, Hermanito.
Yes,
thank
sir. I
so
love
much.
Myself, too. Thank you. Every night.
Don't tug here. You like to be invaded, too. Thank you, Hermano.
Thank you, Milkman. All right, cool. So I want to thank everybody. Yeah, as Milkman said, I want to thank everybody. Lonesome Loser, of course. Thank you for confirming numbers as diligently as you did. Thank you, Nunu, for sending in your request also. For the clowns, we had fun with the clown machines. Fucking clowns. Cursing me out. Fuck the clowns. Right on. Except for Yoko. Yoko's the only decent clown out there in the world. Thank you, sir. Tuck, he's over at TuckerMike.com. Everyone be sure to visit his website. TuckerMike.com. Thank you for joining us here tonight, sir. And what else can I say? Brandon Vegas also was in the house. Baz also here checking in the satellite chat room. Satellite link up. And we're done. We're out of here, folks. Thank you again for listening. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Please be sure to make a note.
Great show, man.
Thank you, Baz. Be sure to visit the website. Subscribe to our podcast if you get a chance. Listen to our prank calls there. Check out the forums. Browse, if you will. Enjoy yourself. Dance like a white boy dances to this song. And we'll catch you here next week. Syndicate Radio is going to have that guy, the Asian Sensation, as I like to call him, Sidekick Chuck. Madhouse Radio turns it over to rotation in just a few moments. That's right. And I'll no promises, but I'll try a show Monday morning. Right on. No promises, but I'll try a show Monday morning. Don't worry about it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. No surprises there.
Yeah. I'll be ready to roll.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. We don't need them. We don't want them. Thank you.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
Watch this, bitch. I'm a fucker. Y'all know the stakes. It's a pop quiz.
call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland? Mich wieder schön und herrlich. Indem ich euch überblicke, weiß ich, mein Lebenskampf ist nicht umsonst gekämpft. Ihr werdet treu sein, wie jemals wird Deutsche treu sein konnten.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.